The iconic and wonderfully unique Karl Lagerfeld once said, "Vanity is the healthiest thing in life." The aforementioned quote is precisely what I envisioned the first time I laid my eyes upon the painting officially recognized as Still Life with Dress Form by Jan Matulka. Although it may seem strange that a painting containing only basic utilitarian items like a lamp, rug, and dress form would represent vanity, I believe that it is indicative of much more than is first absorbed at a glance, and perhaps that is what draws me into this piece, the possibility that there is more camouflage within than I or anyone else will ever see. The condition of vanity is looked down upon in modern-day society due in part to its common association with boasting. This painting demonstrates an entire room dedicated to dressing oneself, a vain art. Style is an intangible idea that one either possesses or does not, and to retain this quality, one must succumb to the demands of it, which include creativity, patience, and most importantly, acceptance. Thus, we cannot conclude that vanity is a negative aspect of life, rather that it exemplifies what the human mind is designed to perform. In my opinion, the painting is an attempt to portray this idea that is not universally accepted. Due to the basic colorings and common shapes utilized, we are led to a falsely contrived conjecture that the painting is somewhat elementary. However, the two ceaselessly important ideas of human volition and the concomitant fear that places bounds on what we accept to be achievable are clearly depicted in this oil painting. The power of free will is clearly demonstrated in this oil painting by the dress form. Because the dress form does not have clothing upon it, it represents that every day is a new opportunity to make change occur. It represents the blank slate quality of life that most do not experience by virtue of the constant aura of fear that others will not accept us. We not only fear lack of acceptance, but also the possible appearance of superficiality and excessive quirk. Conversely, we also have an ever-present desire to not relent to conformity, which is a further conundrum that is unavoidable as a human. All of these fears have a net total that is great enough to completely annihilate our ability to use our volition. Thus, due to what was just stated, I believe that the painting represents the lost possibilities in life, and how they have left our world infected with a feeling of longing. Jan Matulka, the artist of this painting, was born in the Czech Republic and later relocated with his family to New York at age 17. After completion of art school, he was given the opportunity to tour the United States and Caribbean region and paint as he went. His subsequent works are highly reflective of the specific inflections and color schemes utilized in Latin American art. Still Life with Dress Form was completed circa 1930 during the Great Depression. Later on, as his work gained notoriety, he only became more and more disconnected from society until reaching a climax shortly after his sister commit suicide. Around 1939, he became socially and emotionally isolated, but continued to paint more and more experimental works for which he received much deserved acclaim. In nearly all of his later works, including Still Life with a Dress Form, one can detect the lachrymose tone of his life through his art. In this particular painting, I sense the depression through the naked walls and basic coloration. During the Great Depression, the American people would restrain themselves from the idea of luxury. It perhaps also explains the tenuous lighting, which, in accordance with the drawing, creates slight shadows. These seemingly insignificant, minute shadows are conceivably placed to be reminiscent of the past. Historically speaking, the idea of the shadow archetype, coined by Carl Jung, represents the subconscious influences on a person's behavior and how they are passed through generations. The shadow is supposedly the sanctuary of suppressed urges and emotions concealed from the outside world. As indicated by the instant emotional reaction to the word shadow, we assume it must be a dark force. To support this theory, I will call upon a fantastic example of the shadow figure in the popular novel The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Mr. Hyde is the ugly, murderous alter ego that emerges after the affable Dr. Jekyll develops an experimental drug he tests on himself. The shadows are, in my opinion, a central part of this painting because they lead to such a large number of questions about the intent of Jan Matulka while painting this exquisite illustration. Matulka's close attention to detail only aids in exploring all the odds and ends of this oil painting that has much more depth than what one would absorb at a quick glance. The illustration remains flummoxing, even after hours of close inspection, likely what Matulka was attempting to create when painting this still life. Because Matulka intentionally left out some details, it is up to you, the viewer, to decide what each fragment of the figure represents and what the legacy of the illustration truly is. In my opinion, the intangibility of the piece and the disconnect between the simplicity of the 1930s and how complex this image is allows me to truly connect with the art more deeply than if it had reflected a utopia. This piece projects how society sometimes underappreciates things such as vanity, creativity, and internally suppressed urges because most do not understand what they are indicative of and how they can benefit those that are able to coexist with these emotions. This has been Janet Stefanov with another Bulldog Podcast.